Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, July the 24th, 209th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is College of the Redwoods Athletic Director Joe Hash. Hey, dude.
Hello, Brian.
Yeah. It's going to be another one of those shows, guys and gals. CR's got an event coming up, what, 2 weeks?
It's in 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay. See, I don't forget everything entirely. And we'll talk about some of the things that are going on, the reasons for it, and how do we get to the level of the barrel that Dave Tyson was at? Many questions are waiting to be answered, and we'll start to deal with them when we come back.
I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Biette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times 313. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Joe Hash. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from J.C. Snead in describing a difficult day of putting. Quote, "It's so bad I could putt off a tabletop and still leave the ball halfway down the leg." So what keeps you busy during the summertime? I mean, I notice you're still not a football dude, so you're not out there throwing pads around.
No, that's for sure.
What does this summer mean for CR Athletics?
Actually, what it means is working on this event. We start in the spring. Actually, we start late.
This event being?
This event, I guess you're leading me into.
Well, I'm trying to get you to say what the event is, and then you can reference it. Yeah.
This event is the College of Redwoods Athletics Dinner and Sports Auction.
There you go. Okay. Now you can say this event, and we're okay.
Correct. So the date is August 9th, and so we start way back at the end of winter sports with our planning for the sports auction. And we first have to decide who we'd like to honor. And then we go from there.
Okay. So you opted for a swimming governmental guy.
Yes, we did.
Okay. This is, I understand that there's been no attempt to try to get him to help assist in developing a more comprehensive budget for the athletic department in conjunction with this selection.
No, we haven't okay. recruited him to do that yet.
Good. Wait till January 1st and then we'll talk. Yeah. So why Dave Tyson?
Well, you know, actually, we do our auction a little differently than some folks do theirs. There's quite a few auctions out there. Humboldt has a very successful one. As does Shasta College, which is in the same conference as us, they both build theirs around celebrities. And actually, the AD, athletic director at Shasta College, told me when we were getting ours off the ground that it would be a great idea, if he could do it all over again, to not build it around a celebrity. And he just said there's a lot of pitfalls with that, trying to find the right celebrity.
Attitudes and cash flow, huh?
Yeah, and cost often is right. Prohibitive. So we struck upon honoring someone who had contributed to the history of College of the Redwoods and College of Redwoods Athletics specifically. And so we started with some of the retired coaches. Jim McCauley, of course, was our first inductee. The very successful football coach, first football coach at the college.
Unless you were going to do Les Westfall, there's nobody else that would make sense.
Exactly. And we did Les.
Right.
The next year, actually. He was a significant contributor to our department historically. And then followed through with a number of other coaches, who Fred Whitmire and Tom Giacomini and so on and so forth, Coach Sylvia. And quite honestly, we've honored most of the former coaches that can be honored. And so we have kind of moved into the former student-athlete mode. We had Mike Pigg a couple years ago, who ran track and cross-country at CR and, of course, went on to be a world-class triathlete. And this year we moved on to Dave Tyson. You know, we have thought about some other former student athletes, but some of them are not local, and so it would be difficult with travel and whatnot. And of course, with Tyson retiring soon, or so we hear anyway.
Yeah, rumor says. Yeah,
it just seemed like a great time to honor Dave. And the other thing that was pretty significant in the choice was that he swam for Coach Dave Banducci. And Coach Banducci, of course, just passed away recently. And we're going to say some things about Coach Banducci at the auction, because he was a significant contributor himself to the success of the event.
I would imagine, just by saying swimming, a lot of people going, swimming? Swimming? There was swimming? When you're going through this process, or just as the community, you know, turns over and things change, have you had a lot of people say, really? CR had a swim team? CR had diving? Really? Are you running into those comments?
We have. Of course we have. Because we haven't had swimming for quite a long time. David Tyson swam on the team.
Took him out, huh?
Yeah. He was in the mid-70s. I'm not sure if he saw the end of swimming at CR, but it didn't come soon thereafter in one of the first waves of budget cuts when the college lost its wrestling program and swimming, and I want to say tennis also, back in the
70s. Really, all three of those all went out at the same time?
I'm pretty sure that they suffered pretty much all at the same time. And, you know, it's unfortunate that those things happen. But they are part of your past, and they are significant. And we can't forget our history. So, you know, it's an important part of CR's makeup.
Now, I wouldn't think that it was connected to Prop 13. Was it connected to Title IX?
I don't, you know, Title IX did exist, but I'm not sure at that point that there were programs being eliminated because of it. And I'm not entirely sure about the Prop 13 either, but
I'll give you something to look up when you get back to the show. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Joe Hash.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Joe Hash, the athletic director at College of the Redwoods. Joe, so you have this event. Obviously, the primary goal, I would think, and I say obviously, and now I'm thinking again, is two-pronged. Fun times, positive association with CR and the athletic program.
Yes.
And the other, obviously, is to do the hustle. What is the condition, or what is the state of the athletic budget at CR?
Well, we have been hit hard over the last, actually, 10 years. I've been there 11, so it's been quite a time.
Once the honeymoon was over, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we haven't taken an enormous hit in this upcoming year's budget, or actually the budget that we're in now. The fiscal year just changed. But it's, you know, it's still not sufficient to do what we really want to do and to give the student athletes the experience that we want to give them. So we need to augment with the budget, and this is the big fundraiser that we do to get the funds to be able to do that.
So if this didn't happen, or maybe said differently, the dollar figure you have penciled in as a fundraiser for this, what does that represent in your budget?
Well, really, it represents the ability to, like I said, give a quality experience to the student athletes. So what does that mean? It means things like, instead of going on the road in one van, you can go on the road in a couple of vans. You can drive somewhere comfortably. You can get to a motel and not have to stay three or four to a room. You can stay two to a room. You can have new equipment instead of five-year-old or 10-year-old equipment for your program. You know, those are the kinds of things that we can do with these resources that we get out of this auction.
One of the things that I thought would be cool, and I don't know, I guess, you know, myopic approach like I have, is, you know, how often do you rotate through the uniforms? Is that an annual or a biannual event?
Yeah, it depends on the sport, but we probably take our uniforms to the max, or as close to the max as you can. You know, we probably try to get 5-6 years out of them, if possible. And again, it depends on the sport.
Yeah, I would think football, that'd be kind of rough to do. Volleyball,
yeah.
Probably not quite so much wear and tear.
Exactly.
Unless the gals have a tough time walking, and, you know, they're always...
Yeah.
When you get rid of them, do you sell them?
No, they're state property, so we don't usually,
so what do you do
sell
with them?
We keep them. Actually,
oh, good. So you got 40-year-old jerseys in the back room?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff in the back room. But what we do is we actually do put some of them in packages in the sports auction.
That's right. Yeah, frame something out, somebody's
yes.
old number, have them sign something. And
absolutely.
Either sell it to them
mm-hmm.
or their children
yeah.
or sell it, you know, to somebody who,
we do,
who's a fan.
We have offered, in fact, you know, Bob Brown always puts some old baseball jerseys in the sports auction. We have offered football players to buy their jersey number if they would like to have that. And, for instance, this year, since Lyndon Rowles played at CR and then at Humboldt and was an All-American at both places, and now he's attempting to make it in the NFL, we actually have some Lyndon Rowles autographed items that we'll be putting in the auction, and one of them is a jersey. So
you can use some of them that way. You just can't make it a routine habit.
Right, and you have to be careful about it. There's paperwork with everything.
Yeah, how much of a partner is the NC2A?
With us?
Yeah.
Not
okay, throw a J in there if you need to.
Yeah, you know, clearly we have a state association that regulates what we do, but they don't get too involved in, you know, day-to-day operations. It's mainly recruiting and those kinds of rules that they're involved
in. The big
with.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yes.
I can't say it yet. I was going to ask how your plumbing was doing out there. The facility. Does the facility
yes.
benefit at all, Joe, from the proceeds?
Not really. You know, they're really...
Separate funding?
Yeah, exactly. That's more of a capital, you know, resource allocation. We do have... We have recently received some of the leftover bond money from the bond that was passed about 8 years ago. And there are some plans to renovate our fields, which, if you know anything about some of our
Get
fields...
Get rid of the swamp?
Dire need of renovation. Yeah, swamp to say the least.
You have to fill about 30 feet up and then...
Yeah. The baseball field is not in pristine shape. And so that's slated for renovation. The softball field also, and the stadium is also up for renovation. The fields themselves, and, you know, we have some ADA access issues in a lot of our facilities that some of the bond money is going to go to rectify also. So...
Baseball program is still alive?
It's on suspension for one more year, and okay. it's I'm continue to be told it's in the budget for the following year, so we're sure hoping to bring it back.
Are any other schools in the same boat? Have they had to suspend sports?
Yes, there are a number of schools that have suspended some sports, there's no doubt.
So by getting the baseball field back up into shape, you'll have it in time for the program to come back up. That's
yeah.
why you're looking at that.
That's the plan. And really, you know, that program was put on suspension for a few different reasons. And one of them was the field. I mean, it's just, you know, it was unplayable at times during the season. In fact, it's unplayable for a lot of the season.
Yeah, we just wear some waders, put some spikes on. Man up. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Joe Hash. Joe's the athletic director at College of the Redwoods. Your big fundraising event's coming up, Joe. What is it that you got? What is it that you're looking to accomplish with this thing?
Well, obviously, you said in the last segment, we talked about honoring someone from our history, and that's a big thing for our department. And David Tyson is the person that we're going to honor, and he was a swimmer at CR back in the 70s, and obviously is the
Eureka
City manager.
Was he an award-winning? Did he get medals? Did he place?
He was a swimmer, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, he's going to be on next Friday.
Okay.
A week from Friday, so I want to be sure that I'm loaded up and at least give him the opportunity to brag if there were things that he did worth bragging about.
Ask him to bring his medals.
Okay, so he did have some.
I'm sure he has some.
Okay, good. Yep. Good. I wouldn't want to short shrift anybody.
No.
So you got Dave as your honoree. Is this,
he's our honoree, correct.
For those who haven't been before, is this a serious or is this a roast?
It's definitely not a roast. We are not going to have people get up and poke fun at Mr. Tyson. But
sure?
I'm sure that he'll poke some fun at himself.
There we go. Okay.
And we are going to have, I do believe that Rex Bone is going to do the introducing of
you sure you're not going to get any roasting comments from Rexy either?
You know, I think I might go out on a limb and say there might be some of that.
Might I suggest this could be a groundbreaking event for you?
It could be. You might have touched on our first roast.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
But it's not super serious, but clearly we're honoring David Tyson, and I know he feels honored, so it should be a neat evening that way.
Now, is it out at Redwoods or is it somewhere else?
It's at the Adorney Center in downtown Eureka on the waterfront there.
By the water?
Yes.
Perhaps there could be a demonstration?
I'm not sure we're ready for that yet, but I guess we could
roast.
Explore that. Yeah.
So I'm just injecting all these different ideas that you might want to consider.
You're an out-of-the-box thinker, bro. That's true.
That's right. We were always into the nachos rather than the box of chips. Yeah.
That's right.
So you get an opportunity to have a little bit of fun and to recognize past accomplishments. Let's talk a little bit about the auction part.
Yes.
Obviously, Rex is going to have a little bit of a participatory involvement at that also. What is it that you've got? What are the wows?
Well, we have a silent auction and a live auction. And the silent auction items are some of the smaller items that folks can either, if they aren't able to avail themselves of the live auction, perhaps it's out of their league, so to speak. Certainly there are enough silent auction items. And it's everything from gift certificates at restaurants and at beauty parlors to
smaller items.
Yeah, smaller items to some memorabilia, signed baseballs and those kinds of things.
You didn't hook up with that guy that found his grandpa's baseball cards, did
Oh,
you?
Boy, I sure wish we had.
Whoa, wasn't yeah. that incredible?
He's going to be rich. He is rich now. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, a mint Honus Wagner?
Yeah. That was incredible.
Oh my, wow. Yeah. Paste-looking grandpa's attic.
Yeah, yeah. And we do have some nice memorabilia items for the live. We have been able to get some things like signed jerseys. We have a Joe Montana Notre Dame autographed jersey. And we have quite a few baseball Hall of Fame signed jerseys. Tom Seaver, Ferguson Jenkins, Bob Gibson, to name a few of the jerseys that we've been able to get. We also have trips. We have two tickets to USC at Stanford football, and we put together a package, a night stay and some dinner for a nice little package that folks can go down and see that.
Is that obligatory to root for one side or the other?
Yeah, I don't know.
I figured somebody's season tickets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Show up wearing Cal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have everybody attack.
You could. Yeah. I'm sure you'd want to. But
so there are some fun, cool things in the mix.
Sure
also.
There are. You know, and we have condo in Tahoe and some things like that. We actually have some hunting expeditions that are quite popular. We have a bear hunt that our interim president bought last year, and he went on the bear hunt, and he got himself a bear.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did. So, the hunting items are quite popular. Yeah.
Now, did Paul drag it out also?
I'm not sure how they got it out of the forest.
I'm just trying to think size and size. That, yeah. Winch that baby up and pull it out.
Yeah. Paul's not a big guy, so I'm sure he didn't sling it over his back.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Joe Hash.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon. KINS, News and Information Time, 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Joe Hash from College of the Redwoods. Joseph, the event again is August 9th.
Correct. August 9 at the Adorney Center.
What time is it?
David Tyson. The event starts at 5 o'clock with a social, and the silent auction starts at 5. And then we have dinner at 6. At 7, we will have Rex Bone introduce Dave Tyson, and then Dave will speak. And then we'll have the live auction.
So you're probably looking at being done by 8:15, 8:30 kind of thing?
Yeah, it depends on how the live auction proceeds. We're usually out of there before 9, hopefully.
We are out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Considering how I'm looking at the cleanup crew.
Yeah.
We out of there means.
Yeah. The basketball team will be the cleanup crew this year.
Oh, so, good. Yeah. A bunch of local kids.
Yes.
Yeah. And we can point fingers at them, too.
That's right.
Because we know them.
Yes. You know quite a few of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. What are your goals and aspirations, not for this, Joe, but for the athletic program, 5 years out? What do you see? Do you see some of the programs back, better facilities? Are you going to have some kind of magnet attraction, so you're going to get all the stud and studettes all coming in to see? What do you see in 5?
Well, certainly we'd like to get our program back to a healthy level. We'd like to get some of the sports that were suspended back. They are in the plan. Baseball and men's soccer both have had success. Men's soccer we had for 2 years, and it was extremely successful, and we'd love to bring that back. So what we would like to see some facility upgrades. I think that'll make our programs a little more attractive, and we would definitely – like to have our teams populated by mostly local young men and women. And so we've...
Is that realistic?
It is. I think so. I mean, clearly kids want to leave the area. I mean, they want to leave any area.
Right, yeah. It's not leaving here. It's leaving home, period. And with the opportunity to go anywhere.
But as you know,
really tough.
With the cost of education rising
Go right for that part of the Achilles heel, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are still one of the most inexpensive opportunities out there for higher education in the nation. So, we think that we can, if we offer quality programs, quality coaching, quality equipment, quality facilities, and an inexpensive education, that's a good package.
Just do a top shelf job.
Yep.
Things happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about the football stadium?
Football stadium is slated for a number of upgrades. It clearly also is, was built in 74, I believe. So it needs renovation. It needs some upkeep. It needs some ADA access fixing. And so there are some bond dollars that have been set aside for that. And so
would you like it sometime down the road to have the necessity to have bleachers on both sides?
Sure, that'd be great.
Would you?
You know, okay. At one time, you know.
I know that was in the initial plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly, back in the day when they were, when the college was new and all the kids were local and they had a lot of success.
And the place was rocking,
the
yeah.
The place was rocking, and, you know, we'd like to see it get back to that. There's no doubt.
Is it realistic to be able to use the past as a reference for the future? I think, you know, if it was at that level, you know, Butte has had extraordinary success in placing kids in D1 schools. They don't draw flies.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So CR is placing kids and they're going all over to the, you know, the Saturday afternoon schools. Would it still be so-so, or do you think you could fill the place?
Well, it's a different era. There's no doubt. And to replicate the past 100%, clearly that's not going to happen. You know, one of the things right now is that back in the day, the football games were played at night. There's a better draw at night. You get more spectators.
Yeah.
Right now, all of our games are afternoon games. They're all 1 o'clock games. And the reason for that is to help the other teams with their travel. And so they don't have to stay a second night, you know, and reduce their travel expenses. So the state has mandated that the games be played at either 1 or 3, unless agreed upon by the two schools to play it at a later time, which most schools don't want to because they want to play and get out of here.
Or anywhere.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by, Joe.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.